Message number 10. Glory and glorification as revealed in the Gospel of John. Bird's eye view. Roman numeral number 1. Glory is an attribute of God. Glory is the expression of God. God expressed in splendor. Roman numeral number 2. The glory of God is intrinsically related to the economy of God. A. The triune God is a God of glory. Acts 7:2. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia. B. God's eternal goal is to bring his many sons into glory. C. Man was created by God in his image in order that man may express him in his glory. D. To sin is to fall short of God's glory and thus to express sin and the sinful self and to love the glory of men more than the glory of God. E. Christ's redemption has fulfilled the requirements of God's glory. F. Through the gospel of the glory of Christ, God has called us by and into his eternal glory. G. The all-inclusive Christ dwells in us as the hope of glory. H. As we behold and reflect the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the Lord's image from glory to glory. I. The goal of God's organic salvation and the last stage of this salvation is glory. R. Glorification. Hebrews 2:10. For it was fitting for him for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. J. The building of God is the triune God wrought into us, so that we may become his glorious corporate expression. K. Since the kingdom of God and the glory of God are inseparable, the glory of God will be manifested in the coming kingdom. L. An outstanding feature of the New Jerusalem is that it has the glory of God, his expression, the entire city, a corporate person of the New Jerusalem, will bear the glory of God, which is God himself shining out through the city, his wife. Revelation 21:11. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. M. The glory of God and the economy of God involves the high peak of the divine revelation. God becoming man so that man may become God, in life, nature, and expression, but not in the Godhead. N. The goal of God's economy is that we all shine forth his glory. Roman numeral number 3. The glory of God is involved with Christ's incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and coming again, and is being the lamp in the New Jerusalem. A. In his life and work, the Lord Jesus did not seek his own glory, but the glory of the one who sent him. John 7:18. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true, and unrighteousness is not in him. B. Christ was glorified in his resurrection. C. Christ was glorified in his ascension. The Lord Jesus was a model of a person who crossed the river and entered into God's glory, where he was crowned with glory and honor. D. The Lord, as the Son of Man, will come in the glory of the Father. Matthew 25:31. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, at that time he will sit on the throne of his glory. E. In the New Jerusalem for eternity, Christ, the Lamb as the Lamb, will shine with God as the light to illuminate the New Jerusalem with the glory of God, which glory is the expression of the divine light. 4. Roman numeral number 4. In the Gospel of John, we can see the glory and glorification of the Lord Jesus. A. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father. This refers to Christ's transfiguration on the mount. Matthew 17:2. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as the light. B. Jesus manifested his glory. The Lord's divinity was manifested. C. The Lord Jesus did not receive glory from men and ask, "How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that is from the only God?" D. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true. 1. I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks glory for me and judges. 2. If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. 3. They love the glory of man more than the glory of God. E. Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. For Jesus, as the Son of Man to be glorified, was for him to be resurrected." John 12:23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." F. In chapter 17, Jesus said, "Father, glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." 1. Now, glorify me along with yourself, Father, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. 1. This is the subject of the Lord's Prayer in John 17. 2. Before this prayer, the Lord Jesus predicted that he would be glorified and that the Father would be glorified in him. 3. Christ would resurrect that he might uplift his humanity into the divine element, and that his divine element might be expressed, with the result that his entire being, his divinity, and his humanity would be glorified. Thus, the Father would be glorified in the Son. G. The Lord Jesus prayed that we would enter into the highest stage of oneness, the oneness in the divine glory, for the corporate expression of the triune God. "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one." 1. This is the believer's deepest oneness, the oneness in the divine glory for the corporate expression of God. 2. In this aspect of oneness, the believers, their self having been fully denied, enjoy the glory of the Father as the factor of their perfected oneness, and thus express God in a corporate built-up way. Roman numeral number 5. As the embodiment of the triune God, Christ the Son is the Father's glorification. John 17:22. "And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one." 23. "I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me." A. Glorification means manifestation. To be glorified is to be manifested. B. The main point of the Lord's message in John 14-16 is that the Son may be glorified, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 1. In his message, the Lord spoke of glorification, and in his prayer, he prayed for glorification. 2. Christ was glorified by the Father with the divine glory in his resurrection. A. Glorified stands for resurrected, for the Lord was glorified when he was resurrected. His resurrection brought him into glory. B. According to the New Testament thought, resurrection is a release in life, and this release in life is a matter of glorification. Glorification is therefore a synonym of resurrection. C. Today, it is by the church that the Son will be glorified, so that the Father might be glorified in and through the Son. Ephesians 3:21. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, unto all the generations, forever and ever. Amen. 1. Glory is the expression of the divine life and the divine nature. The more we live by the divine life and the divine nature, the more divine glory there will be in the church. 2. The Father is glorified through the organic union of Christ's believers with the Father and the Son in a wonderful co-inhering oneness. A. When we are one, Christ is glorified and the Father also is glorified. B. The oneness in John 17 is for the Father's glorification in the Son. This oneness is actually the divine glorification. 3. In the divine glorification, the triune God is glorified in humanity, and humanity is glorified in divinity.